you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
You've heard it before. Dress professionally and you will be treated like a professional. But how exactly does one dress professionally? We explore this topic on today's program. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. When it comes to dressing for work, it's easy to think that your dress reflects you and you alone, but you couldn't be more wrong. The fact is, how you dress represents your job title, your colleagues, and your company as well. With that in mind, it is important to pay keen attention to workplace attire. Here are a few tips to help you do this. Tip number one, dress for respect. In the workplace, as in everyday life, nonverbal communication plays a major part in how you're treated by your colleagues. Not paying much attention to your personal appearance in the workplace will cause others to pay little positive attention to you. However, there's more to dressing than just putting on clothes that fit. It's important to dress in such a way that you project confidence and professionalism, the very things a good entrepreneur wants his or her business to be known for. Studies show that people respond positively to a person who is sharply dressed, so make the effort to dress well if you want to dress for success. Tip number two, consult the office dress code. The Human Resources Department of most workplaces will provide a dress code for employees outlining what is considered appropriate work attire. Get a copy of the code and consult it whenever you have doubts about the appropriateness of an outfit you'd like to wear. It will also show you how much leeway you have to wear an item which is more reflective of your personal style. Don't forget, when in doubt, consult the dress code. Tip number three, put yourself in the customer's shoes. While dress codes are more often in place at larger organizations, most small to medium-sized businesses tend to operate based on the preferences of the owner or manager. Some may introduce a dress code and some may not. For those stores without a dress code, help yourself to dress for success by putting yourself in the customer's shoes. Ask yourself these questions. Does how I am dressed make me look approachable? Would a customer think I'm an employee or just another shopper? Does my attire represent my place of employment in a positive way? If the answer to all three questions is yes, then you are definitely stepping in the right direction. Tip number four, find a good tailor. If you're trying to dress well on a budget, one of the best tips you can benefit from is finding yourself a good tailor, emphasis on good. High quality clothes often come with high price tags, so the best way to avoid depleting your bank account is to purchase clothes that are a little cheaper and get them altered by your tailor. A well-tailored suit or dress or well-fitting pants and shirts instantly elevate the quality of your outfit, which in turn helps you to project a more professional image. So get in touch with a good tailor and help give your overall look a professional upgrade. Tip number five, look at your superiors. There is no better example of how to dress for the position you aspire to hold than by examining how persons in that position dress. You can also use the dress of your immediate supervisor as a guide to help you determine how to dress as you try to climb the professional ladder. Tip number six, dress for opportunities. Our lives are dynamic, and who knows where we will end up during or at the end of any day. More importantly, who knows who we will meet during the course of the day. With that in mind, it's always a good idea to dress in such a way that if we happened to meet someone who could be beneficial to your business, they aren't put off by our appearance. This tip is especially useful for entrepreneurs or small business owners looking to find ways to expand their operations. Remember, your appearance represents you, your colleagues, and your business, so take the time to look your best and dress for success. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to tune in again next week, same time, same station, for another edition of Career Talk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.